there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's pretty darn clear that LeBron's seen enough. The franchise was wandering in the desert without a drink for years, and I delivered a championship.
Check the resume.
Let's turn this thing back around.
Dan Patrick.
Ramona Shelburne said on NBA Today that there's a sense that things need to change in LA and rather quickly.
Or what?
Welcome to the Dan Patrick Show.
What do they expect to be different here? I'm just trying to understand this. Russ still can't shoot. Russ doesn't want to come off the bench. Now what do? Do you turn the season upside down because you don't want to hurt Russ's feelings?
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave.
Because it feels like Buddy Hield and Miles Turner make you a little bit more well-rounded team.
This is Dan Patrick.
Hour two on this Thursday. Dan and the Dennis. Dan Patrick Show. Come on in. Stay a while.
Stay a while.
We've chopped up a couple of topics here. Basketball last night. Watching the Nets against the Bucks. Lakers against the Nuggets. By the way, the Bucks are the only undefeated team. The Lakers now 0-4. Eagles picked up some help. The defensive line with Robert Quinn, 12-year veteran. Mac Jones will get the start for the Patriots. Andy Dalton for the Saints tonight. Ravens at the Buccaneers. And that line is -1 Buccaneers, maybe 1.5. Also, 3 college games coming up. And the Yankees decided they're keeping Aaron Boone. I thought he was on the hot seat the entire year. It always felt like, you know, hey, don't sit down, Aaron. But you saw what happened at the end. They started great. He had a magical season. What happens with Aaron Judge? And is Aaron Boone the problem for this team? Or how much of a problem was he? You got swept by the Astros. You decided to bring him back? All right. But what happened to this team? That's the bigger question. The other players. You know, you can apply analytics, but analytics doesn't help you hit it or strike somebody out. You might be applying those analytics. Your guys still have to produce, and you certainly didn't see that from the Yankees in the postseason. John Smoltz calling the World Series will join us a little more than an hour from now. Cooper Manning will join us coming up in a little bit as well. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Very proud to announce. I said it was a big announcement. There was a lot of speculation. Were we adding another Danette? Were we getting rid of a Danette? But and also maybe going to Ireland coming up next year. And that's still a possibility. And I'd like to open it up. Maybe if we get to the point where we can have the audience, some people our listeners may be joining us.
That'd be so sick.
That we just do a road trip to Dublin. Will Ferrell's all in. He said that he wants to go. We do a couple of shows over there. Notre Dame plays Navy, I think, next August.
Yeah, the 26th, I think.
And we could be heading over there. That's something we haven't ruled out. But the big announcement was Tailgate Moonshine. We have our own moonshine, and it's the inaugural batch there, classically created, handmade. We are partnering with White Dog Distilling in Rhode Island, and you can drink it neat on ice, mix it, whatever. And it's cinnamon, apple cinnamon. The apples, freshly, they're locally grown and infused with natural cinnamon to the main stage. Tailgate Moonshine. Win or lose, we celebrate. Tailgate, danpatrick.com. Yes, Paul?
You and Seton designed the bottle, and it's next level. It's really cool the way you got to see it in person. You got to order it and check it out. But the bottle is legit.
Yep. Very proud of it. A lot of fun. And, you know, we had painstaking, you know, those days where we had to get done with work and sip moonshine.
Honey, going to be late today.
Yeah. Just to find the right taste. And we did. And Todd's not a drinker. I said, Todd,
Still looks pretty awesome.
You got to taste it. And he goes, oh, that tastes like apples and cinnamon. I said, yes, and we're going to call it apple cinnamon.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Todd goes, can we have a s'mores flavor? I said, don't rule it out.
Why not?
Don't rule it out.
We can do anything.
We can do anything with this moonshine. But this is an inaugural batch. We gave you a heads up if you were on the newsletter that you can order it. Now anybody can order it, danpatrick.com. And let me know what you think about it. Because I love the bottle, love the taste, and it was just something fun. Tailgate Moonshine. Who would have thought? Phone calls, we'll get to those coming up. Mentioned the Lakers lost again. And I bring it up because they're 0-4. They're 0-4 for the first time since 2015. And when they've started 0-4 before, they haven't made the playoffs. Now, granted, those are different rosters. And those stats are misleading there. There's nothing misleading about this Laker team. They're just not going to be a consistent team, not going to be a good team. Keep this in mind. And this is why I never say never when it comes to you have no chance of winning, or they can't make the playoffs, or they're not good. Last year, the Lakers were 28-13 before injuries. 28-13. You have it there. But if you look at the players that they have traded away in the last 2 years, Kyle Kuzma, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Alex Caruso, Danny Green, Markieff Morris, Montrezl Harrell. Okay, those aren't great players, but those you have to fill out your roster and have some depth. They barely have five, let alone can they go five deep. And it's not all on Russell Westbrook. This is who he is. They knew who they were getting. They knew what they were getting. You can't go, God, he can't shoot. Did you watch him in Washington? Did you watch him in Houston? He's a scorer. When the offense revolves around him, Russ can score. It's not going to be pretty. And he's probably going to get a triple-double. Because when you get a triple-double, people weren't focusing on how well he was shooting. There'd be like, he's 7-for-22, but he also had 13 assists and 12 rebounds. He had a triple-double. Yes, he did. But it's not like he became a bad shooter. And Ben Simmons, it's not like he became a bad shooter. We keep watching and expecting a different result. And I'm like, it's not going to happen. Ben Simmons doesn't all of a sudden become Chris Mullin. It's not like one game where you go, damn, did you see him? He's killing it. If Chris Mullin was shooting right-handed, then maybe that's where Ben is going. But last night, when your teammate is saying, Ben, shoot it, here's Kyrie after the loss to the Milwaukee Bucks.
So you guys keep coming here asking me, like, what about Ben? What about Ben? And it's just, he hasn't played in 2 years. Give him a chance. You know what I mean? We stay on his stay on. I wish I could say other words because I'm from Jersey, but we stay on him. And, like, you should stay on him. And we're just here to give him positive affirmations while he's out there and just let him hoop. you know, and then while he's hooping and getting back into it, we're going to have to really gel as a team in order to learn how to win as a group.
But I think these are fair questions. When we were talking about mental illness with Ben, or if he was battling through that, then I understood the sensitivity here. I don't know what happened in Philly. That feels like a 30 for 30 one of these days, where we look back on the Philadelphia story with Ben and what happened. What was really going on there? Because I don't know. You know, was it a contract? Was it mental issues? You know, what was he battling through? I don't know. But he's now with the Nets, and these are fair questions, in my opinion, to be able to ask him. And I would say to Kyrie, why did you tell him, or why won't he shoot? Why did you get to the point where you have to yell at a teammate to shoot? Usually, you would say, hey, pass the ball. Yeah. Now you're saying, shoot it. God, I would have loved a teammate to say, shoot it. Yes, Mark.
I'm still flabbergasted by the Ben Simmons thing. He was a McDonald's All-American. He was the first pick in the draft. He was a National Player of the Year in high school. And he can't shoot. I don't even have the words to come up with, like, why. Was it just like he's just such a phenomenal passer, rebounder, the size?
Well, he was 6'9". He was the next Magic. But Magic made himself a better shooter. Magic had a set shot. He became a serviceable shooter and good from the free throw line. I think it all goes back to shooting free throws. Because if I know I'm going to get fouled, I go to the line and I'm going to make those. And I think psychologically that would help him greatly. Therefore, you're not afraid to take it to the hoop. You're not afraid to challenge somebody. He's just not aggressive because he does not want to go to the free throw line. And that's where all of his problems stem. If you can get comfortable with the line, you're going to get comfortable on the court. And you're still not going to be a good jump shooter. But it just, I would hire some of the best left-handed shooters if they're available. Is Chris Mullin available? Mully had one of the great shots in basketball history. I bring him in. What do you see? But it's hard to change somebody when they're 26 years of age. They've been doing this the whole time. It's like a golf swing. It's like, wait, I can't change it. But he's out there performing in front of people and does not want to be embarrassed. And that thought, I mean, you're already defeated. When you step on the floor, you're thinking, I don't want to be embarrassed. I could get embarrassed. And watch him last night. He was trying to take it to the hoop, sort of. But the Greek Freak was there. And it wasn't a pretty picture. But it's not changing. Russell Westbrook doesn't change. Ben Simmons doesn't change. But that won't stop everybody from covering them expecting change. It's just not going to happen. Ben can still be a quality player. That's why when people go, man, okay. All right. He's supposed to be great. Man, he can play some defense. Yes, he was Defensive Player of the Year. He's a good passer. He's a good rebounder. All of those things suffer when you know I could go to the line and get embarrassed. I could have a wide open jumper and shoot an air ball. Now, that doesn't bother Russell Westbrook. Russell will have it off the side of the backboard. And he'll look at his hand, like his hand heads, and like, whoa, what the... Like a ball goes through your glove, and you're like, look at my glove. I got a hole. Yeah, Mark.
And it's amazing that he was playing the Greek Freak because the Greek Freak is the complete opposite of him. He came in less skilled than Ben Simmons coming out of, you know, college or whatever, and he has turned himself into an all-around player where the jump shot isn't, you know, Steph Curry knockdown, but you have to respect it. At least run at Giannis when he's trying to shoot. And the free throws, all that stuff. So it's unfathomable that Ben Simmons hasn't gotten it together.
Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, if you go back to Giannis's first year in the league, he averaged 7 points and 4 rebounds. He was coming off the bench, 24 minutes a game. Yeah. And it was a slow growth, almost like Steph Curry. You mentioned Magic Johnson. I'd never noticed what a good free throw shooter he was. I went back and looked at his stats. Yeah. Magic at age 20, he was averaging 18-7-7 as a rookie, yeah. And he shot 81% from the line. His career shooting percentage from the line is 86%, and he even led the entire league in free throw shooting 1 year at 91%. Wow. I did not know that about Magic.
Yeah, but he made himself a better shooter because if you watched him at Michigan State, Magic was always on the move in transition. And he developed a set shot. Now, he didn't jump. But at 6'9", he didn't have to jump. But if he took it to the hoop and he fouled him, he's going to make his free throws. It's such a great confidence builder. And you don't have to be a great knockdown shooter. You just have to be respectable. That they go, you know, let me get up on you. Because when they get up on you, that's when magic would go around you. Yes, Mark.
Is this something that just happens with basketball players that are great athletes, the Derrick Roses, the Rajon Rondos, where you were just so much, you were athletically superior to everybody in high school and even in college, where I don't need to, you know, shoot this jumper. I can just go right past you and get to the hoop. And then when they get to the NBA, they're, you know.
Well, I don't know if he's working on his game. You know, guys sometimes get to the pros and then they stop because they got to the pros. But there are guys who, like the Greek Freak, it feels like every game is a referendum on his career. And he wants to prove to you that he can be great every single night. I don't know how many players have that. Yeah, Marv.
This might be a whole other convo. Culturally, Greek Freak's not from here. So people weren't on him. You know, he didn't have the hoopmixtape.com, the Ball is Life mixtape coming out of Greece. And they were like, man, this guy's the next X, Y, and Z. Derrick Rose, Rondo, Ben Simmons, you know, all those guys, you know, here in America,
sure.
They had those, man, he's the next, you know, Magic, the next Jordan, the next whoever. And, you know, they had all those accolades coming to them, you know, at such a young age. I don't know if that had anything to do with it.
Yeah, and it could have, but you still, I just can't imagine that when you go to the playground to shoot around, what is that like for people who can't shoot? Like, I wouldn't go to the playground and shoot if I
couldn't shoot.
Yes.
Like, what's it like to not be able to shoot?
I can answer this question. You guys might want to let me take this for a bit.
Yeah, because it would bum me out. I would be shooting, clank. Hey, a little help, clank, clank. And there's nothing. There's very few sounds better than the ball going through the net, the swish. I wouldn't practice if that was the case. I wouldn't want to. Go out there and go, I'm just going to run around for all the rebounds. Yeah, Paul.
I used to play pickup with my friends, and I was beyond a terrible shooter. I was just a non-shooter. I wouldn't even try because I was that bad. I would try to, like, help out by, like, a teammate would be in a jam and pick up their dribble, like, and get it right back to them. I was, like, a useless player on the court, but I was aware of it. So I didn't try to shoot when I knew it wasn't going to
go. Yeah, but
you
weren't getting paid $36 million like Ben Simmons
is. Not even close, but I could make more free throws than that.
You think you could beat him in a free throw shooting contest?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would set it up.
I put a weak span on it.
Yeah. I'm sure
you guys
would
get
love
to trade checks.
Yeah. He doesn't.
Weak checks.
Yeah. I'm talking about he doesn't want to be embarrassed, but hey, I'm willing to go into the man cave there and shoot again. Yeah. One time.
I just heard back from Nets PR. They said 2 o'clock okay. Saturday work.
Okay.
Okay. I got to get back to
during college football? Yeah. Now he's in my head.
You know what? We'll go to him.
All right.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah.
I would put cash on that.
That you would beat Ben Simmons?
Yeah. I'm very competitive. You know,
I know that.
Yeah, I think I could get six.
Okay.
I think I get six. I put up, you know.
If I said $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And he has to put up more or less.
$5,000.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah, see.
Is there a way we could do it at like halftime of their next home game just so we can get the crowd involved?
Fun.
That definitely changes things. Paul Babs.
Yeah. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, our free throw shooting contest.
But if I beat him, I get to stay, and I get his slot.
You get to play.
I'll set a pick or two.
You get to play. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up once again. The big announcement yesterday and today, Tailgate Moonshine. And Seton's been monitoring how many people are buying moonshine so far. So after an hour and 17 minutes, what kind of progress do we have with moonshine?
It's very possible that our whole inventory doesn't last the hour.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, we're running through them. Just in this last, like, 10 minutes, there was, like, another 100 bottles sold. So we're running through it.
Okay, this is the inaugural batch. So just if, and this isn't a marketing ploy. We're very proud of this, and you know, we're in it for the long haul, and we have other flavors. But, you know, it's special to get the first bottle of this, if you can. DanPatrick.com. Yes.
And the labels were sort of designed for collectors.
Yes.
And so there's sort of, what do you call them, Easter eggs in there?
Yes.
And so each label is designed for each batch. So this is the only batch that you're going to get with this set of labels.
Oh, okay. And we have other things attached to it as well. Tailgate moonshine. By the way, Sunday night, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers go to Buffalo. It's Josh Allen, the Bill. How about the Bills' new stadium? The renderings there? We're going to talk about that. Because I don't know if Buffalo cares about getting a Super Bowl. Normally, when you build a new stadium, it's like, you build a stadium, you get a Super Bowl. Talk about that. Cooper Manning will join us coming up. We are back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways. And if you've recently changed jobs, you're considering retirement, probably thinking about your own version of success and striving to reach your goals. Maybe time to start thinking about your investment portfolios and retirement accounts. Retirement's a big deal. When it comes to investing for retirement, most people can't afford to make mistakes, and you shouldn't have to do it alone. And you don't have to. Stifel Financial Advisors have helped clients like you for over 130 years. And that's why I attach my name to these partners, because I believe in them. Stifel Financial Advisors, they implement an investment portfolio designed around your needs. They're here to help you. They have award-winning equity research and investment strategy views that can help you make these really important decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel Financial Advisor at stifel.com, STIFEL.com, Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know what
I mean? I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. MBUSA.com. Entrepreneur, TV personality, College Bowl co-host, and he's Peyton and Eli's older brother and the father of Arch Manning. Say hello to Cooper Manning, our old buddy. Look at you, big time. Remember when you worked with us in New Orleans, Manning on the street? Now look at you.
Dan, I got to give you all the credit. You saw something in me that no one else saw. Thank goodness.
Paulie came to me before we went to that Super Bowl in New Orleans. He goes, I got an idea. He goes, you know, Cooper is the funny Manning, and maybe we could just have him on the street, walking around, creating content. And you had these great, you know, each day we had something that was unscripted. And it was just funny. And I really appreciated you taking a chance there. And then next thing I know, now you're like a mogul.
I mean, you're a scout. You're scouting people in sixth grade. Next thing you know, they're getting drafted. So that was fun. I remember it was 3 days. It was perfect weather running around the French Quarter, which is just, I mean, with a microphone and a camera in the French Quarter, you're going to run into some humor. And we had a lot of laughs, probably a lot of stuff that didn't get, you know, left on the editing room floor. But I appreciate you taking a stab at me. And I've had a lot of fun, and actually, several things I've done lately are just all just, you know, rooted in what we did those 3 days at the Super Bowl.
Where you guys grew up, what, the Garden District in New Orleans? Okay, so the proximity to the French Quarter, it feels like the people who live in Vegas who live outside the Strip don't necessarily go to the Strip. How often would you and Eli and Peyton go to the French Quarter?
More often than you think. It's really only about, I mean, it's 8-10 minutes tops of a ride. So it's not a big deal. Tons of restaurants. We're probably down there in high school when we were not supposed to be down there. I think that, you know, there are a couple bars there that I think, you know, you have to be 12, I think, to get in. So, you have an idea. If you're older than 18, it's probably not a good idea for you to come in here. So anything goes down there, and it's amazing. Yeah. You have a residential part of the world, and the next thing you know, 8 minutes later, you're, you know, anything goes. So fairly often.
If I had a combine with you, Eli, and Peyton at, let's say, you're 18 years of age, okay, who wins the combine between you three?
What, are we talking about football or just in general?
Football. So and for running.
Position, I mean, that's also different because at 18, you know, we're all playing different positions. But I would – I think Peyton and Eli would agree that I was probably, you know, and again, these are all not fantastic, you know, cutting edge combine kind of athletes. I mean, this is a bunch of guys that can throw it and, you know, who grew up and wound up doing unbelievably. So
why didn't you play quarterback?
I was a quarterback and then always growing up. And then I was a sophomore in high school. And there was a senior and a junior ahead of me, and I said, "I don't want to watch." So I started playing receiver, and then had a good year, made all state, and then Peyton was coming along, and I was like, "This is going to be fun." And I just kind of morphed into a receiver. And so Peyton was a sophomore, and I was a senior. We had a great year together in high school, and caught a bunch of balls. He threw to me every time. It was very nice. All the other parents of the receivers hated me, and you know, that's it.
How much of advice did you give your son with all of this in trying to not be, I mean, you admire, but you got to be a father. You got to be a parent here.
Sure.
That kind of fine line of you did a great job, but you know, I'm still your dad. I got to tell you right and wrong.
Right. There's a balance the whole time. And I think it's funny. I get a lot of parents of recruits kind of asking me questions. How did you do this? What'd you think about that? I really kind of took the role of just being kind of the concierge. Like, let's go look at these schools. Let's go take a look. Dad, I don't want to go. I want to just stay here with my buddies. I said, I know, but that sounds great. But we got to go see them. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to figure out what you like and don't like. So a little bit of a nag, probably, if anything, going, let's take a look at this stuff. And then, but he was a little more mature. I mean, all teenagers are immature, but he was a little more mature in what he liked and what he didn't like. And I liked some stuff that he didn't like and vice versa. And it was his decision the whole way. And I was proud of the way he handled the whole thing. And he didn't want any limelight on him. He wanted to stay out of the social media stuff and didn't really want to draw any attention to himself. And he's still kind of wired that way. Like, I want to play ball and enjoy it, but I don't want to be, getting more attention than I deserve.
It's a lot of pressure on him, though, Coop.
Sure.
I mean, really a lot. And I go back to your father, and I'm old enough to remember there was a lot of pressure on Arch. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated back then at Ole Miss. And, you know, Peyton, of course, had felt like there was a lot of spotlight on him, maybe Eli not as much. And then Arch comes along. He's supposed to be, he can't miss.
I don't think that's fair to anybody. I think anytime you start, performing well, here come the naysayers and here come the pressure. So it's just part of the deal. I think as long as, we're trying to keep it pretty light. Hey, look, this is high school football you're playing in. Enjoy it. Enjoy your friends. No need to add extra pressure to it. And I think that's why he said, look, let's just hold off from a lot of the media stuff and all these early scholarship offers. I thought that's the worst idea. When you're a eighth grade and you're throwing it pretty well, or ninth grade and you're having success, and all of a sudden you start saying, oh, I'm glad I got an offer from the University of Florida. Like, goodness gracious, what a bad idea to put even more pressure on you. So that's why really we try to deflect everything as long as you could before, it's just inevitable that things start getting some attention. But undue pressure is, you can kind of control that.
When did he get his first scholarship offer?
It was like, we're not doing that. I mean, I didn't even entertain it. It's like,
okay,
it's silly. Because, Dan, scholarship offers these days are not real. Someone could come right now and offer a sixth grader or a ninth grader or an 11th grader offer you. And all that does for most people is give them the green light to announce on social media, I've got an offer from University of XYZ, in hopes of other universities seeing that and going, hey, man, we better offer it. And so you can say anything you want. You can say, I just got an offer from University of Utah. Utah's never even heard of you. And Utah's not going to go, no, we didn't. It's just, so it's a lot of fluff out there, and offers are hotter. You see people get 20, 30 offers, and then all of a sudden it comes down to, I want to make a commitment. They're like, whoa. It's more like, hey, do you want to go to dinner sometime, maybe in the next 5 years? Sure. So it's a little fluffy.
The Capital One College Bowl finale is Friday night with back-to-back episodes at 8 Eastern on NBC. Tune into the championship episodes. BYU, Columbia, Georgia, Penn State go head-to-head. Who's tougher to work with, Eli or Peyton?
Peyton. He's just demanding, but it's rewarding. Eli's so easy. It's, you don't know if you screwed up or you killed it. You pretty much know where you stand. Okay? And so I will say that week, we filmed this for a week together over in Atlanta, and we laughed a lot. We had a good time, and we're together a lot. I'm sure he's way ready to get the heck away from me after a week of 7 to 7 days, but Peyton's really good. He demands a lot of himself, and therefore, we're rehearsing things, and I screw up, and I'm like, I got to do it again. You can see him over there like, you're killing me. You're literally killing me. So you kind of get your A game ready, because B game is unacceptable.
But he probably goes in and acts – now you know what his teammates felt like. You're in the huddle, you're at the line of scrimmage, and you screw up.
I think people get, they don't stay up that extra 30 minutes and watch a little Matlock. They go to bed and get the rest. They don't, have an extra beer and say, oh, I'll be fine tomorrow. You better be on your game, because he'll call you out on it. That's the thing. Peyton does not care about, telling you the truth. and he's not wrong. He's pretty curt.
Are you still a Saints fan?
Yes, I am. You know, it's funny. It's a crazy way to grow up a Saints fan, go to all the games in high school. Obviously, growing up, going with my dad, but even my dad did the games. He did the color on the radio. So we would go to the games, get a ride home with him, go down to the locker room, knew everybody. And then all of a sudden, you have a brother that plays for another team, and you got to go, whoa, I got to pivot here. And so you become a Colts fan. You literally do. You kind of put the Saints in your hip pocket. And then you get a Giants, and then they get even, you know, put in another pocket. And so you're rooting for other teams, and then you got to, then all of a sudden you got to come back to them. And sometimes you got to play them, and it's awkward as heck to have a team, and all of a sudden you have other teams, you know, because of blood that become way more important to you than your hometown team. So I'm flirting back with getting back in bed with the Saints, which is good.
When did you know your dad was famous?
Pretty early on, you know, like kindergarten, probably, when you go and people start, you know, go places and people want to come over and talk to him at a lunch spot, or you just, you know, I remember when he would come to recess every now and then when we were in kindergarten or pre-K and come and play permanent quarterback at recess. And, you know, everybody kind of, when a four-year-old kind of knows your dad's a big deal, you kind of go, hang on here, something's going on.
But he did wear his full uniform, which I thought was a little tacky. Yeah. On his,
you know, yeah. I thought the helmet might be a little over the top, but he's the rule follower. And so that was always fun, though, but it was always good. I mean, it was, you know, it wasn't like, you know, he was a, you know, mob boss or something. Everybody wanted a piece of it, you know, or autograph, wanted to hang out. So it was fun.
But I didn't know if they blamed you or made fun of your dad because the Saints weren't good when he was playing for them.
Never really felt that. I don't think, you know, I think, no, it was definitely the other way. It was always very proud to have him around. And, you know, I thought it was always a plus, definitely a neat way to grow up, is having your dad play football for the hometown team.
Man, how could you guys not be so competitive with one another? Like you're the older brother, but can you discipline Peyton as your younger brother and Eli? Like, could you yell at him and, you know,
We fought a lot. Yes, it was bad.
Like,
it was
physically, not, like battled.
I think my dad really had concerns about us ever being able to complete a game of one-on-one hoops in the backyard without blood and fighting and crying and quitting and just absolute, you know, like you hear, my mom would hear stuff. She'd be in the kitchen like, Archie, get out there. You know, you could hear like bedlam. And so that lasted a while. It was really more Peyton, us two, because Eli is 5 years younger than Peyton is and seven than me. And so it just wasn't as, you don't beat up a guy 5 years younger than you. But the guy 2 years is good because Peyton was, you know, that 2 year gap is pretty big when you're 8-6 and you're 10-8. It's enough to where he can see that he could maybe win one, but he's probably not going to just because of age. And that drove him crazy. And then my ego could not handle getting beat by a 9 year old when I'm 11. So drove me crazy. So then it just never ended very well.
Well, I'm happy for you. The entrepreneur, TV personality, College Bowl co-host, Cooper Manning. Great to talk to you, and hopefully we'll cross paths in person.
Great to see you, Dan. Thanks for having me. Tell the boys I said hello.
I will. That's Cooper Manning. Boys, Cooper says hello to you guys.
Hi, Cooper.
Hey, Cooper.
Yeah, Paulie had the idea. We wanted to have, you know, we were trying to get the flavor of New Orleans, and Paulie goes, just get Cooper. He's got a great sense of humor. Just Manning on the street. Paulie approached him and said, what do you think? Had a camera, just followed him, and then he gave us a story each day for 3 days. Yeah, Paul.
I don't know which Super Bowl was the year before New Orleans, but I ran into Cooper at a social event, and he said, hey, I like the show. Good to meet you guys. And he's just ripping up the room. He's making jokes. I'm like, God, this guy's funny. Why didn't someone slap him on TV?
Yes.
And we had no real script walking around New Orleans. He said, let's do a bit where he finds like the most awkward jersey in town. And he's like, I got it. Give me the mic. So he was a natural.
Yeah. Did a great job and a lot of fun. Now, he had a back injury stenosis, I think, neck or back, and that prevented him. I think he was going to Tennessee as a wide receiver, or was he at Tennessee as a wide receiver, maybe? But he had a lot of talent. Cooper did. And then the brothers came along. All right, we'll take a break. I got phone calls coming up. We'll talk about the Bills' new stadium. The Titans, I saw the renderings for their new stadium. Retractable roof? Do they care?
..
Yeah, back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Get to your phone calls coming up. John Smoltz calling the World Series starts tomorrow. He'll join us coming up in about a half hour from now. I saw the renderings for the Titans' new stadium. Very impressive. And the Buffalo Bills, very impressive as well. And I wondered if the Buffalo Bills could get a Super Bowl. It always felt like if you build a new stadium, you were going to get a Super Bowl. But I don't know the infrastructure in Buffalo. Could they handle the NFL world coming to Buffalo? Also, it's an open-air stadium. And then you run the risk of the elements there. We had that with the Giants a few years back, and they came away unscathed weather-wise. But I wonder if Buffalo, if they were told you're not getting a Super Bowl, then it, therefore it doesn't matter if it's a you know, retractable roof or not. The Titans, is that feels like that's open air. That's not a retractable roof.
It's hard to tell. It looks like it's almost like a glass top with scaffolding. It's not a done deal yet. It's just the first rendering, but it looked like it had a cover on top, like a glass cover.
Shoot the glass. Yeah, it does. But
The Buffalo Bills, I guess it makes sense because I don't know if their fans want a retractable roof or a dome up there at all. They seem to be the opposite, that a hardcore Buffalo fan would not want a covered building. And the town, like you said, is, I think the population is under 300,000. And that doesn't seem like enough infrastructure to host a Super Bowl.
I'm looking at the Titans, the renderings, the overhang. I don't know if that's an overhang or that's a retractable roof. Yeah, Seton.
I'm reading on social media that it features a circular translucent roof instead of a retractable roof.
Okay.
And Nashville's kind of the opposite. The way they're growing, a Super Bowl makes sense there in 5 years.
I could see that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, a couple of phone calls here. Let's see. Jimmy in Kentucky. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, Dan. How's it going, man?
Great, Jimmy.
I was listening to you guys talk about the difference between Magic Johnson and Ben Simmons and his shot. But there's a lot more to the difference because Magic wanted to win. Where I seen Ben play when he was with LSU in the SEC tournament. And I seen him just walk off the court like they didn't want to win.
Yeah, but Jimmy, and I did point that out when people talked about Ben Simmons. You know, they weren't a good team. And if you're that good, you should be able to make your team formidable. And he didn't do that. Magic had a alpha dog attack. Like, he was fearless. He wanted to be great. Ben, I think, is just naturally talented. I don't know if he wants to be great or knows what that takes. I've never met him. I mean, I would love to see him get somebody. I'm sure he's had this. People who have helped him with his shot. And you would think you would be able to improve. Karl Malone came into the NBA. I think he shot 58% from the line. Then all of a sudden he made himself into, what, a 78-80% free throw shooter? That's not a coincidence. That's working. And he had that great pick and roll, pick and pop. He would hit the 15 to 18 footer. Yeah, Pauline.
Karl Malone's first year in the league, he shot 48% from the line. A decade later, he's shooting 82.
Yeah, but that's work. You got to want to put in the time. Let's see. Jeff in Detroit is back. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
What's going on, fellas? What up, though? One time for Chat Row. Listen, in 2017, if anybody wants to see a great parody of a video, the Sabotage video that you guys did back then was awesome. I say that to say, with the new unveiling of Tailgate, you guys should do like a commercial or something, man. I can see you tearing down the roadway in a Trans Am with the T-tops off, with a case of Tailgate in the back, and have like Paulie or somebody playing like a Roscoe Pico train, you know, character getting pulled over, like, where you going? Oh, I'm tailgating with my tailgate. You know, something like that.
Thank you, Jeff. Jeff, we'll take care of the creative. Thank you, though.
He's riffing.
Yeah, he was.
Cars and moonshine don't typically go hand in hand.
Yeah,
that's
not what we want to.
They do, but not.
No, it's a tailgate.
Not as an official marketing.
You got to get to the tailgate to have tailgate. Yeah,
not
moonshine.
Screaming down the road.
No. Yeah, with my T-top off, my Trans Am.
Like NASCAR in the 50s.
Yeah. No, we're not running moonshine, Jeff. No. We're actually selling it. We're not running away from the popo.
What Up Doe Marketing, LLC.
Richie in Wisconsin joins us. Hi, Rich. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. So I was just curious here. I had kind of a question for you. Some friends of mine and I we're listening to Fritzy, the clip of him struggling with his S words, and we were all laughing so hysterically about it, and I kind of got thinking, I mean, I've been watching and listening to you guys for 15 years, and in that, you guys look a great band, and you've incurred quite a catalog of hits, if you will, so I was curious to know, I think that you've got such a loyal fan base, would you guys ever consider putting out a greatest hits of the Dan Patrick Show?
Oh, I don't know, Richie. I mean, we have archives that we show if you watch on Peacock that during the commercial breaks, the backroom guys, Rob does a great job in showing a lot of the funny clips. We've toyed with the idea of the best interviews, but there have been so many moments there. I don't know. If the audience would want it and we would kind of create a sizzle reel that here are some of the great moments that we've had in the show, funny moments, poignant moments, breaking news, interviews. You know, we'd consider it. Yeah, Paul.
We did try that movie. Like when Entourage did the movie, we tried to do Dan Patrick Show, the movie. That never really took off.
No, it didn't work out. Yeah, it didn't work out.
The movie.
Dan Patrick Show, the movie.
In a theater near you.
Yeah, but we did come up with people to play us in Dan Patrick Show, the movie.
You wanted Jason Bateman. That would have been great.
Yes, I would have taken Jason Bateman. Marv, I think it was, what, Bill Duke? And who is the other person?
Daniel Kaluuya.
Okay.
From Get Out.
Get Out.
All right.
Seton.
Bill
you,
Duke.
Seton, who were you? Were you like Jeremy Renner or somebody?
I don't know.
That's nice.
That's a great one. I'm usually Patton Oswalt.
You're not Patton Oswalt.
I'll take that over Paulie from Rocky. I'll do a switch with you.
Yeah, Burt Young. Who else? Nick Swisher for you, Fritzy, but he's not an actor.
No.
Paulie always says Jason Statham.
Wishes
Jason Statham.
More like a younger Woody Harrelson.
No, younger Woody Harrelson. Okay. Oh, by the way, the calendars. When are we putting them up on the website? People are going to start ordering these things.
I know. One at a time, my man. One at a time.
Okay, we have the moonshine up there while it lasts. This is the inaugural batch. Just letting you know. When it goes, is it gone?
Yeah, long gone. Yep.
We've sold out of the moonshine.
Yeah, 100%. Totally gone.
Okay. All right, we'll let you know. We got another batch, a different batch coming up. But this was the inaugural batch. And thank you. Because we moved some product, over 500 bottles of moonshine in 2 hours. Yeah, Paul.
We got to call the boys down at the still and say, get back to work.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
John Smoltz will join us coming up. And more of your phone calls as well. 2 hours in the books. One more to go in this Thursday edition. But wait, there's one more item as we close out hour two. Panini America is always doing incredible things. Now, we love the trading cards, the NFTs. Also, they have this special with Allen Iverson shoes and Prism cards, NFL, NBA, UFC, NASCAR, World Cup. They're involved in all of those. They're the official products there. Panini, public auctions on the site, hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. Share your cards in the public gallery. Complete challenges, earning exclusive award cards. Build a wish list for the items that you love. Panini NFT trading cards, giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts from every base pack. NBA Select, NFL Select, the NFTs are the next to drop. Go to paniniamerica.net/blockchain. That's paniniamerica.net/blockchain. The official trading cards and NFTs of the award-nominated Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.